The role-playing game Dungeons & Dragons is making a bit of a comeback. It's even been featured on hit shows like Stranger Things on Netflix. Now a Tampa Bay area mental health therapist is putting a new spin on it. Health News Florida's Delina Miller takes you to a comic book store in Clearwater where the game is being used for group therapy.
In the back room of the large warehouse-style building that houses Emerald City Comics, Matt Fay is doodling on a whiteboard that has been laid across a long table. 13-year-old Hannah Rogers squints at his squiggles.
Are these old buildings or are they large footprints of a dinosaur?
These are trees.
Fay and the small group of 11 to 13-year-olds don't know each other well, but they're gearing up to play Dungeons & Dragons, a role-playing game created in the 1970s that lets players go on an adventure through fantasy worlds inspired by mythology and J.R.R. Tolkien's Lord of the Rings. You roll dice to create characters, choose traits and weaponry, and weave together personalities and backstories. But this isn't your ordinary Hobbit and Dragon-filled game. Tonight, Fay and the kids are launching a pilot program aimed to redesign how mental health counselors approach group therapy. He says traditional roleplay is dry and doesn't always appeal to children.
So they're like, talk to the bully at your school. I'll be the bully. And then that just stops there. The kid just looks at you and they don't want to go any further. Whereas if you say, an orc comes into the bar and he starts arguing with you about how you stole his coin purse, what do you do? Well, now the child really has to think about, how do I talk this orc into not hurting me?
Fay says kids with behavioral disorders, antisocial traits, and those who are on the autism spectrum find Dungeons & Dragons role-playing particularly helpful. That's why Faye's employer, the Holistic Mental Health Clinic in St. Petersburg, supports it. The clinic's chief financial officer, George Nelson, steps away from watching the game to say it's gaining popularity across the country in the form of nonprofits, after-school programs, some prisons, and private therapy.
Gaming is a big thing, and it's very popular, and children love to play, but hey, everybody needs help, so why not negotiate with the dragon instead of trying to kill him?
Fay's program was influenced by the Seattle-based Wheelhouse Workshop, which was founded in 2013 by two licensed therapists to help teens build their social skills. And that's why 13-year-old Hannah Rogers is here. Her dad, Sean Rogers, is watching her play. He says in the past, Hannah has struggled to make new friends.
I've just noticed that she's doing a really good job just completely interacting with everybody and just being more forceful and forward and just being more out there. And, you know, and that's just nice to see instead of seeing her hide inside of her shell.
Most families taking part find that insurance won't cover this group therapy. Instead, they're paying $100 a session for a three-hour game. But many find that's worth it. By the end of this game, Hannah and her teammates are shouting and laughing, not realizing it's group therapy.
You see arrows just fly all around. One hits the monk.
Hannah, with her short-cropped purple hair and easy smile, becomes a little more reserved after the game is over, but admits she enjoyed it.
It's really fun. It's my thing. So I really like Lord of the Rings and Skyrim and all that.
The four kids pack up their dice, put away the miniature figures representing their characters, and get ready to head out. Fay tells them he's impressed.
So you guys did really good teamwork tonight, and you made your decisions a lot faster than I've seen adults playing D&D make your decisions.
Next time the adventurers, under the guise of group therapy, will rescue their dwarf friend from the goblins that kidnapped him. For Health News Florida, I'm Delina Miller.